Thanks, guys. Well, this morning, quite a simple word, or rather simple verse, Matthew 6:11. Wonder if you wouldn't mind bringing it up. Thanks, Jesse. And one that we'll know off by heart. Give us this day, or give us today our daily bread. The morning we're going to look at this, and you'd think now, is there really a message in this simple verse? And once again, it's not the words, it's what's behind the words that we want to look at this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we come to your word this morning, we thank you for this part of the Lord's Prayer as we pray this prayer again and again, the most prayed prayer in history. We thank you for it. We thank you for the words that you have given us to pray. And because, Lord, you have said in this manner, therefore also pray, we desire to see why these words are the words that you have chosen, why they are so important that we pray them. And we pray that as we look today, we do justice to this time together. Amen. Years ago, when I first went to university, I met with a friend, Michael Cotter was his name, a Catholic brother, and I didn't know at the time because I'd grown up in pretty monochrome sort of Christian culture growing up in Ashburton, where, generally speaking, Christians did certain things, and youth and young adults might have done a certain thing in terms of we understood about, you know, prayer and Bible study and meeting together, all that sort of thing. And when I met with Michael, I said, so what's it like for you growing up? And he looked at me a little bit oddly about prayer and Bible study. And he said, well, you know, I haven't done that, and mentioned about different ways in which he had understood what God was saying to him and grown up in the Christian life. And when I talked about prayer, he said, what do you mean prayer? It's the Lord's Prayer. And I said, oh, do you pray just what you feel led to pray? And he said, no, I've never done that. Now, I don't think Mike was a typical Catholic, so I'm not sort of making any comparisons. But for Michael, my friend, the only prayer he had ever prayed in his life was the Lord's Prayer. How about that? Maybe Michael isn't unique. Maybe for him, the Lord's Prayer was it. That was all that needed to be prayed. Maybe Michael was still stepping into other aspects of prayer. I'm not entirely sure. But we never got past it. And whenever we meet and prayed, it was always the Lord's Prayer. A little bit like the subset of the Lord's Prayer we're looking at today, as far as bread is concerned, if that's all you had, you could do worse, you could survive. In the way that Michael could absolutely survive in just praying the Lord's Prayer, we can survive on bread. And this morning I want to look at why it is that God says to us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And believe it or not, as we break this into three passages today, or three parts today, I want to have a look at the uniqueness of the words that have been chosen here. So firstly, give. In fact, we could summarise this part, this verse, Matthew 6:11, into two words, which I'll come back to lately, give daily. But we're going to look at this passage, give us this day our daily bread. You might notice, or may not have thought about it necessarily, and I certainly didn't much before this week, is there's very few parts where we are encouraged to pray, apart from the Lord's Prayer specifically, but those parts that we are, we're given various things that we're to do. We've seen already at the start of the Lord's Prayer, there's a humility that comes, that we are asked to humble ourselves before the Lord by acknowledging the different places and positions that we have relative to Him. And at the end of the Lord's Prayer, we're giving glory and adoration to Him at the end of the Lord's Prayer. But in this part, we're sort of getting to the middle part here. Very clearly, we are encouraged to ask to give. Very few other times in Scripture do we see that. This is not a conditional thing. We're not actually part of the Lord's Prayer. I guess you could say it's conditional. He says, I want you to ask me to give you. There's no thanks, there's no please. I guess that's inherent and part of the way it's said. But the point I want to make is that word give is a very raw word. Give it to me. I need it, give it to me. I'm not earning it, it's not a reward, it's not a gift. It is a sense of gift in terms of giving. But it's not something that I have done by virtue of anything else. It's something that I need. And we are encouraged to pray this way. We know the Lord's Prayer is a corporate prayer. We start the prayer with our Father, and giving us is something that is done together. But if we focus on this first word, give, we are encouraged to pray for this bread. And we'll come to later what that could represent. But I wonder sometimes if we have been caught up a little bit into all of the different ways in which we should pray, and we do pray, or maybe we do or don't pray. But here, in isolating this one word, there are times regularly we pray the Lord's Prayer, and other times we say, Lord, I just need it. I need it. We need it. Give us. Lord, it just needs to be given. And the very fact that he said, this is the way that you should pray, strikes me that maybe sometimes we've been holding back on the things that we need. Bear in mind, it's bread that he is to give us, not necessarily luxury things, but the things that are essential. Give us this day our daily bread. So while it's not a common thing to see that word given, our encouragement to do that, this is something we need to do. Secondly, to look at the give us aspect of it. It isn't necessarily given to me. We are saying to our Father in heaven, give it to us, that therefore it is available for all of us. And what was the aspects of this morning as we share morning tea together is that some bread has been given to us by a variety of sources, but not necessarily to each one of us individually. So if we were to say, give me bread, and we were to individualize the request, as many of us sadly, or maybe we're seeing some aspects of the church today, we've individualized our faith to the point that it has to be, this is my faith the way that I would like it, and I would like it customized exactly to the way that I would like God to deal with me. This is not the prayer that's being prayed here. To give us this day our daily bread is to give us bread corporately that then is distributed in ways that we may not entirely choose. Or the bread may not be the flavour that we entirely choose. It may not be the temperature, it may not be the size, but nonetheless it is given to us. This morning, as you can probably smell at the moment, there's some bread baking. And while it smells great, particularly if we're hungry, and you probably heard the timers just go off and, Hannah, I forgot to say, would you mind popping those out, please, and just bringing them up here. It smells great, but we might a bit later say, after we've had something this afternoon, oh, that bread tasted great then, but why didn't they make a wholemeal loaf or put a few poppy seeds on top? Because I really think that would really would lift the flavour. That's something. Or why was there no butter, jam, cheese, etc., etc.? Whatever the thing that you might have wanted to be there. Something about the giving us aspect of the Lord's Prayer here clearly speaks. It's something that's given to us, and that when we receive it, it may not be quite exactly what we want. Now, I'm not making excuses, apologies for the bread. I'm sure it'll be great. But understanding when something is given corporately, it's a different thing than it is given to us directly. The third part I want to look at today, or the second part rather, is the aspect of the bread is for today. This day, or the translation there is this day, it is today. It's not tomorrow or yesterday. It's not something that's prepared either beforehand or in future. As we know, bread that's prepared in future is no good for today, and bread that has been prepared well in the past is no good for today. It is something that is needed today and therefore cannot be delayed. Now, I have prepared some bread here that's, it's got a little bit hard and it's got a little bit green, you know, bread does that sort of thing. This is bread that is yesterday's bread. Now, you're welcome to it. In fact, if anyone would like it, it probably would make good breadcrumbs. I'm not sure what you do with it. But this is yesterday's bread, very much so. And it may be that sometimes we've found ourselves, ironically, crazy. Why would you choose this? Actually eating and wanting yesterday's bread. You may remember the story in the Old Testament where Moses was told two times to provide water for the congregation. And he was told two different ways to do it. Some of you may remember the two different ways. Firstly, to strike the rock, and secondly, to speak to the rock. Or was it the other way around? I'm sure someone will correct me. The point was that there were two different ways to do it. But Moses, as it were, went on yesterday's bread. He did it the same way that he had. He ate it the same way. He did it the same way. And God said, the punishment for you was you will not enter the promised land. Sounds terribly harsh, considering he'd led them up and down, as it were, but he'd led them all the way. And at the time it came, he used yesterday's bread, as it were. Old words, hadn't waited on the Lord. We're going to look shortly at all the possible meanings of bread, but nonetheless, Yesterday's bread is not what we want and not what we need. It can actually make us sick. Nonetheless, yesterday's bread is there. I wonder if for some of us we've had the times where we look back and we've said we've actually eaten yesterday's bread when God says, I have given you bread for today, bread that should be eaten. Likewise, here's tomorrow's bread. You're welcome to this. This is a mixer, a dry mix. You just need to put water with it, and you may need to put some temperature. Maybe it's best in a bread maker in the oven. But nonetheless, giving someone tomorrow's bread is not particularly useful. It has all the potential there. It has all the possibilities. But nonetheless, has anyone ever tried eating flour? I've never actually tried that. I don't think it tastes too good. It sort of gums up your mouth. And if you were desperate, there's probably the nutritional value to an extent, but very hard to eat through a whole lot of flour than it would be to eat through a loaf of fresh bread. And this is tomorrow's bread. Tomorrow's bread may be the situation where God has put on your heart to give something to someone now. Thank you, honey. And you know that actually this represents, thank you, that's wonderful. This represents bread. Isn't this interesting? Two different, oh, wonderful. I'll come back to that later. Someone has caused you or prompted you to give something to someone. And you think, well, it would suit me, Lord, to give in a little bit of time because I need that for myself, or there's some other reason why it's not quite the right time that this particular provision has been given to all of us, and yet I've been prompted to give it to another brother or sister in the congregation. It may be a very justifiable reason, maybe a very reasonable reason. But nonetheless, it's essentially tomorrow's bread. If we are, or been in a situation, we've had delayed obedience, we've given it to the person and we've realised the person may have actually said to us, I really could have done without a couple of weeks ago. Or whatever the time frame might be. And if we're honest, we look back, we say, that's about the time the prompting came from us to give that to that person. We justified in our minds they didn't need it then, but maybe a little bit later, and we've done that. Tomorrow's bread is no use to us. It mightn't even be gathered together and be flour. Yesterday's bread is also will make us sick and is no use to us, is today's bread. So giving us today our daily bread is very significant. Because we are not asking God in this prayer to give us our daily bread yesterday or tomorrow. We're asking for that today. And if that has been given to us today, then it is available for us today. It's not given to us today for us then to decide, actually, I'm going to take my portion, and when I'm encouraged to give that on, it'll be tomorrow, or I'll let it get stale and it becomes yesterday's bread. It is for today. There's something immediate about this prayer. And if God has encouraged us to pray this through the praying of the Lord's Prayer, then it is that he expects us to be also immediate in our obedience to the obeying of how it is this might be distributed. The last thing this morning is the daily bread aspect. Now, the word daily has been used in lots of things. We talk about a daily constitution, exercise that we might do. In the classic car scene, for example, the word daily is the word that you use for your daily driver. So you'll have your classic car for weekends and whatever events, and you'll have your daily driver shortened down to daily. So when you use the word daily, it can mean lots of different things. Your daily bread in this instance here, your daily constitutional, and it's shortened down to the word daily. It can often happen that in the end that we are talking about different things by using the same word. At the start of the message today, I said that we could shorten down this verse into give and daily rather than those six or seven words. Because the word daily bread used here is the same word that's used for, so we've translated here daily bread. The word daily actually meant bread. It was something that was understood. So give us this day, that's talking about the day, but the daily part was synonymous with the word for bread. It was assumed and understood that when we talked about daily, it meant bread or food that would keep us going, often synonymous with bread because it was easily made, transported, stored, etc., at least in flour form. So it's something that had to happen on a particular day, but also it was synonymous. It was understood that the essential items of life to keep us alive was something that we could ask God for. That was the word daily. But this was something that we were to ask God for. Now, shortly, some more bread is being prepared by someone who shall remain nameless, as these two here have been prepared by two others who shall remain nameless. The point is that when I asked people to prepare some bread for today, I didn't ask, this quantity is needed, this flavour is needed, this size, etc. All I said is the bread needs to be ready at 11 o'clock or 11:15 for morning tea. And I wonder if we could consider our prayers as we pray this part of the Lord's Prayer. What is it about the us aspect that God may be saying to us? Now, it's really interesting, just drawing quickly on the aspect of prayer and fasting that came through in the conference this week, and also what I believe that God is saying to us. There's something about the time of prayer that we have on Wednesday once a month, and also every Thursday at noon, and this week particularly, every night on 7:30. That is something I believe God is saying to us about something that needs to be done this day, today, at this particular time. There's an aspect of our daily devotional, coming back to the bread of life, which is often also referred to the word of God, that is something that needs to be done on a daily basis. And because that word daily, which we've often associated with bread in this particular verse, but can also mean that daily thing that we do that gives us sustenance. I wonder how we're doing with a daily time in the word of God. And if we have a look at the start of the newsletter today, we see that there's some disciplines that Sarna has written down, one of them being regular time daily in the Word of God. Spiritual food, spiritual bread that's being read. So when we're saying, give us this day our daily bread, we're almost invoking and saying to God, give us that thing which you have given us already, that we may receive it, that we may eat it, that we may digest it, and it may give us growth. So the encouragement is in two ways, for the bread that physically we eat, but also the word that is given to us. That's something that we are to regularly be in. So my encouragement today is to consider the aspect of corporate prayer that comes out of give us today our daily bread. Consider the aspects of the areas where maybe we've received something we thought, wow, we've got a good and loving God and we heard some amazing prayers before. He has given me this good thing, and he may have. But the giving may be for us. And it may well be that there is more prompting that we have that we may be ignoring, because particularly I think for men it's the grand gesture. And what I mean by that is we're used to making grand gestures maybe in more significant things. Men are wired up for significance. I understand that. And we might think that the little thing that we give is not significant enough. How many times have you thought when you've seen someone do a good deed, it'd be really nice to give them like a chocolate bar or a box of roses or something, but you don't quite have them to hand. And yet I think we learn from women more so than men, and please apologise if I'm generalising too much, that women seem to be better at the lots of little things. The little texts, the little X's on the end of their texts, or the thank yous, or the wee cards, or the things. And men think maybe that's not so important. We're about the grand gesture. Please excuse the generalisations there. But I believe the giving of the bread is a similar thing. So much better to regularly be giving often little things that represent bread, simplicity, things that don't cost us too much. For example, I've yet to get an invoice from anybody who provided the bread this morning, and I doubt that I will. But if I said, for example, hey, would you mind making, you know, cakes or meringues or something for the service? The person, I'm sure, would probably say yes, but after a while they'd be thinking, if I kept asking it, hey, you know, it's the ingredients do cost a bit. How much does it cost for the ingredients for the bread? 20, 30 cents? It does cost something, but it's quite insignificant. So as we close this morning and enjoy our time of fellowship together, particularly enjoying the bread that has been given, I pray that as we eat this, and as we share this together, we'd understand the corporate nature of this prayer that we're praying. Because if we are genuinely praying that, and we do pray that in the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread, there is a responsibility that comes with that. Not only to take and enjoy that, but consider who it is that God would ask us, who the us is, and how we're responsible for that. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us today. And again, we come back to it's your word, the bread of life for us today. Not tomorrow, not in future. We thank you for it today. We thank you that as we digest what has been said today, and we shortly get to digest this wonderful bread that has been baked for us today, we understand the immediacy, the request that we make of you unashamedly, which is what we say when we say give, and it is to us. So Father, help us to obey the promptings. If we're giving up time this week to come and pray when we wouldn't normally, help us to realize that's part of the giving us. If we're taking time to fast when it seems the opposite to sharing bread together, help us understand the aspects of the give us. If we have brothers and sisters that are leading study groups and various things that happen in the life of the church, we understand that as we share the word, it's the giving us together. Give us the grace, Lord Jesus, we pray, when someone gives us bread that we may not have chosen, bread that we would rather was a different flavor or had some toppings on, and we realize they're being obedient to the prompting. We thank you, Lord, for the simple message about bread. We thank you that we can come and ask you for the things that we need, and that we can ask you for that daily as we need it. And by and large, we need it daily. Help us, Lord, to come to your word daily, to be in prayer daily. And as we look this week at these days of prayer, as it were, or these days of fasting in times of prayer, may it be, Lord, that if we've gotten out of whack with that, that you help us get back into the daily habit of sharing together the things that you have given us, the bread, the simple things, and coming to you daily, Lord. We thank you for your word to us today. Amen.